Hi all, and welcome to this edition of Get Stuff Done. I'm Fintan Gavigan, and I'm the co-founder of Collaborative, and we're a new media marketing and content agency here in Dublin. I have with me today Ranj Begley, and Ranj is the managing director in the UK for Readly. So Readly are a Swedish media tech company, but I'm not going to tell you about them. I'm going to let her do it herself. So Ranj, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So tell us a little about yourself, about Readly, about what you guys do, about how you get stuff done.
Right. Okay. So my name, as you know, is Ranj Begley, and I am the managing director of Readly UK and the chief content officer at Readly International.
Ranj, could you tell us about great stuff that you have worked on, great stuff that you've done in your career?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if I started to tell you everything, that would absolutely make a really long podcast. So I'm going to tell you about the fun stuff, but minus the war stories. I think, Fintan, you know, you remember when we met back in 2015, we were a very small startup in the UK, and we were working hard to get to publishers and commercial partnerships on board. As you know, we were working 24/7, breathing life into an unknown brand, and work-life balance just didn't exist. Work basically became my life because I so desperately wanted to succeed. And it kind of got to a point when Readly was launched. I was just kind of on a mission to prove a point to all the naysayers, but also to prove to myself that I could actually start something up from scratch and make it a success. So during the last 7 years, you know, when I left a very well-paid job, a secure job, to run an unknown Swedish startup, to work with random people that I didn't know, you know, a language that I couldn't speak on a platform that people kept telling me to fail. I mean, that's pretty much been my sort of from 2014 to about 2016, really. So it's been a real tough journey and a real labor of love. And I remember, you know, at a particularly bad or low point, should I say, when I think I came to Ireland back in 2015, when we were talking about sort of launching in Ireland, and you're just constantly being faced with rejection after rejection. And one of my publishers said to me, listen, Ranj, I think he said this to me to make me feel better. Listen, Ranj, look, if you fail, it's going to be great because, you know, on your CV, it's going to look great because people are going to think she's employable because she knows how not to do stuff. But if you succeed, it's going to be a win-win situation for you. So, you know, that kind of put my mind at rest for all of 5 minutes. And then it was just back, you know, back on track, trying to get publisher content on board and trying to get all these commercial partnerships up and running. So, you know, we're now in a very different place, you know, from 2014 to 2021. And our mission is really simple, and it's to lead and to, well, basically to lead the digital magazine revolution. And I know the word revolution is a really powerful word, but I would love it for all generations to read and experience the magic of magazines. And You know this, you're from the same background as me. Our publishers are creating high quality editorial environments, you know, whether that be audio or any other kind of media. And we all know that if you curate good quality content, audiences will naturally gravitate towards that. So that basically means happy days for Readly and happy days for the media houses. And I think the journey itself, I mean, we've had recent conversations, and we are now a global subscription service for digital magazines. We've got over 5,000 magazines, 900 publishers. We've got local presence in 11 markets, available in 50 countries and 17 languages. So it's been a real roller coaster of a ride. We've won countless awards, and last year in September we listed on Nasdaq Stockholm. So we've really, I guess, gone from strength to strength. And this is, I guess, like the long answer to a very, very simple question. But you know, we've gone from, I guess, you know, being a bunch of developers and a little sort of Indian woman stuck in a basement in Kensington trying to breathe life into this startup, to having over 100 employees now with offices in London, Stockholm and Berlin. And And I think, you know, what makes me really focus on what I've done and what makes me really proud is that Readly may have been conceived in Sweden, but it was definitely born in London. And, you know, that makes me feel proud of my sort of achievements at Readly and you know, all the stuff that I have done. So I think that's kind of how, that's a very long answer to a very quick question, Vinton.
That's a great answer. And I have to say, Randy, it's been phenomenal to watch. I mean, having met you back then,
yeah,
6 years ago, and see all that's happened. And it does beg the question, which we always do ask, what's next? What great stuff is planned to be done? Where's this adventure going?
Oh, gosh. I mean, definitely upstream. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. So, you know, just to sort of mention a few of the projects that I'm actually working on. Newspapers are absolutely part of the bigger agenda for Readly. So we're expanding the newspaper portfolio. We've launched quite a few titles here in the UK and in Germany and in Austria as well. And we're on a mission to bring on new newspapers in the other markets as well. We've recently launched something called Readly Insight, which is an analytics package for our publishers. So we're sat on 32 billion data points of consumer behavioral data. And, you know, I truly believe that looking at that data, tracking trends will actually help the storytellers, our publishers, to tell their story in a more constructive way. Because if you know how your consumers are reading content on your platform, it allows you to tailor the content for your consumers. So I think that's really important. That's a project that's up and running. We've actually got two publishers that have signed up for that as well. What else have I been doing? Gosh, publisher value proposition. I mean, that is always at the forefront of our mind, working really closely with the content team, the growth team, to ensure that our publishers are getting, you know, a brilliant service from Readly. And add to that, you know, the sort of, I guess, non-tangibles. You know, we provide a service to the publishers, but the sort of thought leadership stuff. So last month we launched Readly Roundtables, which we did the first session was about newspapers, and we had the likes of Axel Springer, you know, UK press media were on as part of this setup. And we just talked about sort of all the trends and what's happening in the newspaper space, all the challenges that they're having to face, and how that affects Readly and how Readly can help them. And add to that all the sort of various COVID related problems that the publishing industry have had. And we've had a big part to play in that as well. A positive part, I should say, to play in that.
Very good. So no rest at all. So things are, no, not surprisingly, lots going on, Ranj.
Yeah.
To get through all these things, can you give me your tip? How do you get things done? What's your life hack? Or if you have one thing to tell people for how to get things done, what would it be?
Well, I have many, many solutions. I'm a big list maker, but I think I read somewhere quite recently that the road to hell is paved with works in progress. And that really irritates me when you speak to somebody and you go, oh, it's work in progress. It's work in progress. So my tip, I guess, for you, Vinton, would be stop talking. We're all fed up of playing the competitive tiredness game. I'm guilty of it. I'm always playing that game. Just talking about stuff basically just stops you from getting the job done. So I think, you know, focus. Put your blinkers on, get your head down, and get away from this works in progress syndrome, as I call it. So it's quite simple as far as I'm concerned.
Well, what a great piece of advice. That's going to be written over my computer screen. okay, I'd normally ask now something like what's your favorite? What do you read? What's your favorite magazine? That's a bit of a Sophie's choice for you. I don't suppose you can actually say. So I'll ask you, what is it that you watch or listen to unwind? What's your thing? What's your show you turn on, or your album that you put on, or your music that you put on, or podcast?
Yeah.
When you want to unwind.
Well, this is going to be sound a bit strange, really, but I've recently, and I don't know whether you've actually heard of this, it's on Netflix. It's a drama series called Stiesel. About the Jewish Hasidic community. And I've been absolutely fascinated by it. And, you know, obviously I'm watching it to relax and to wind down, but I find myself pausing it all the time and going onto Google and asking, you know, like, why is this community doing this? What does this mean? So it's been quite educational for me as well. I'm fascinated by culture, religions, you know, diversity, obviously, you know, being an Asian woman myself. And I just loved it. I absolutely loved it. I actually felt quite sad when it came to an end. And the algorithms on Netflix now think that I'm sort of a mixed up Jewish person in between Chinese and Indian. So I'm getting all sorts of weird random recommendations now. So that's what I've been watching. I just finished watching that last week. So I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Great, Ranj, thank you so much for your time today. And it's great to talk to you again. And hopefully we'll catch up again soon.
Thank you.